Tratrambaham Krishna Kata Pragajatam Anugrahena Shinavan Manohara Dhasradayamenupadam Vishimbata Priya Shravasyanga Mama Bhavadruchi. Others, please. Savasyanga mama bhavarji. Shoshanga mama bhavadruchi. Yamenu padam rishimbata priya sambhasyanga mamabhavad ruchi. Anugrahe nashina vamohara tasayemi panahamishamatam priyasava sangha mahavadrishuchi. Matthews, please. Krishna kata prayantam. Should I try word for word? Prasadayami anupam krisham kata priya sravasyanga mamavaruchi Tatra Daryupam Anu every day Aham I Krishna Katha. Narrations all over Krishna's activities. Pragayatam, describing. Anugrahena, by causeless mercy. Asrinavan, Srinavan, giving oral reception. Manahara, attractive. Ta, those. Sradhaya, respectfully. Me, unto me. Anupadam, every step. Vrishim bata, hearing attentively. Priya sravasi, of the personality of Godhead. Anga, O Vyasadev. Mama, my. Avhavat, it so become. Became, sorry. Ruchi, taste. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Kijan. O Vyasadev, in that association and by the mercy of those great Vedantists, I could hear them describe the attractive activities of Lord Krishna, and thus listening attentively, my taste for hearing of the personality of Godhead increased at every step. Kindly repeat after me. O Vyasadev, in that association and by the mercy of those great Vedantis, I could hear them describe the attractive activities of the Lord Krishna, and thus listening attentively, my taste for hearing of the personality of Godhead increase at every step. Purport. Lord Sri Krishna, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, is attractive not only in His personal features, but also in His transcendental activities. It is so because the Absolute is absolute by His name, fame, form, pastimes, entourage, paraphernalia, etc. The Lord descends on this material world out of His causeless mercy and displays His various transcendental pastimes as a human being, so that human beings attracted towards Him become able to go back to Godhead. Men are naturally apt to hear His stories of narrations of various personalities performing mundane activities, without knowing that such association one simply wastes valuable time and also becomes addicted to the three qualities of mundane nature. Instead of wasting time, one can get spiritual success by turning his attention to the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. By hearing the narration of the pastimes of the Lord, one contacts directly the personality of Godhead. And, as explained before, by hearing about the personality of Godhead from within, all accumulated sins of the mundane creature are clear. Thus, being cleared of all sins, the hearer gradually becomes liberated from mundane association and becomes attracted to the features of the Lord. Narada Muni has just explained this by his personal experience. The whole idea is that simply by hearing about Lord's pastimes, one can become one of the associates of the Lord. Narada Muni has eternal life, unlimited knowledge, and unfathomed bliss. And he can travel all over the material and spiritual worlds without restriction. One can attain to the highest perfection of life simply by attentive hearing of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord from the right sources, as Sri Narada heard from the pure devotees, Bhaktivedantas, in his previous life. This process of hearing in the association of devotees is especially recommended in this age of quarrel. Kali. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Virabhu Prabhurite Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurabhani Pracharini. Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatyade Satarine. Vanchakalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindhuya Vivacha. Patitanam Pavanevyo Vashnavevyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Grahara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you everyone for attending Srimad Bhagavatam class. And I request all the blessing from Srinivas Vaishnavas, all devotees' presence, and devotees who also hearing from the internet, so I can say something beneficial for everyone. So in this particular verse, Narada Muni gives some key elements for spiritual success. He continues his narration of his previous life to Vyasadev, in which how he was so fortunate to have the association of the Vedantis. Prabhupada explained, Vedantis in this connection means Bhakti Vedantas, because usually the word Vedantis is applied to the Mayavadi philosophers. The Sanskrit word in the previous verse, I think it was 23, in which it said Veda Vedanam, the followers of Vedantas. That's what Prabhupada translates as Vedantis, because they study, generally they study the Vedic literature. So the first point and the first key that Narada Muni is giving to us is the Sadhu Sangha. All great sages, I'm sorry, this is the next one. Which one? In that association by the mercy of those great Vedantis, he said. The Srimad Bhagavatam, the Srimad Bhagavatam speaks Lord Kapila to his mothers. He quotes this famous verse, Satam Prasanka Mamavirya Sambido. He said the association of the devotees, hearing about the discussion about the pastimes of Krishna is the most important. Krishna Kata, that's the word. There is Krishna Kata and there is Grahamya Kata. In the previous verse also explains in the first chapter, Sushrusho Sradhananasya Vasudeva Kata Ruchi. It's the same message that's given there. There is a story. There's a group of frogs. They went through the woods. And in the woods, in the path, there was a pit hole. It's a very deep hole. And two of the frogs fall into the hole. But there was a protuberance, and which prevent them to fall all the way down. So all the other frogs gathered around the hole and look the hole how deep it was. In the meantime, the two frogs, they were trying to grab the hole by jumping. But with the other frogs, when they saw how deep the hole was, they said, just forget it, man. He said, just forget it. You are good as dead, he said. Just don't even bother to jump. You are good as dead. And then one of the frogs took heed of their words and stopped jumping and glided down to the deep hole and died. But the other frog was trying his best to get out of the hole. And at last, he made the mighty jump and came out of the hole. And then all the frogs gathered to him, around him, and they told him, you didn't hear what we were saying to you? He said, what were you saying? He said, that forget it, that you were as good as dead. He said, why you jumping? He said, oh, I'm sorry, he said. I am little deaf, he said. I'm kind of deaf, and I thought you were encouraging me all the time to get up there. And then, so the message of this story is that there are two things. That there is power on the tongue. There is power of life and power of death. Is we take heed of the gramia kata. You know what gramia means? Gramia, this translation is what is produced from a village. It also means sense gratification. So we take heed of the gramia kata, we will die spiritually. So we should become deaf to gramia kata in order to take heed of the words of the Krishna kata, which encourage all the way to get up of this material existence. This is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken by Vyasadeva. This is a very long verse, but it is good that everyone's... Actually, when they say before taking... When I was before second initiation, they were mandatory to learn at least the three verses, the first three verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. They are very long, but they are practically... The philosophy of Krishna consciousness is almost there. Let's see if I remember... Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya yamadi sadatam bharat itis charte subigesarat tenevri teme hridaya adikavaye tenevrama hridaya adikavaye. Thank you. Muhyanti yat suraya tejo vari mrida yatavinimayo yatra trisargo mrisa damna svena nirastakaha kansatyam parandamahi. So the translation is even longer. It's very hard to memorize. But let's see, I'll try. Om namo bhagavate vasudeya. Oh my Lord, Son of Vasudeva. Oh all pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisance to you. Yamadya sayata. Because you are the permeable causes, all causes of the creation, sustaining, and destruction of the manifested material universes. Chartesu avigyasarat. Because you are a direct and indirect cognizance, conscious of the all universes. Avigyasarat, and you're fully independent because there is no other cause beyond him. Tenne Brahma Hridayadi Kavaye. You first impart this knowledge into the heart of Lord Brahmaji, the original living being. Tamuhyanti Suraya. And by you, he said, and by him, I'm sorry, it's by him, he said, the suras, the great sages and demigods are put into illusion. Tejo vari mrida. By the representation, the illusory representations of tejo. Tejo means earth? No, fire. Tejo means fire. Tejo vari, water, mrida. Earth, by the illusory representations of seeing water, seeing on fire, and land, seeing on water. So Trisarga also means the Sarga means creation, but in this connection is Trisarga means the three modes of material nature. By the interaction of three modes of material nature, they look real, he said. They look factual, but indeed they are unreal. So this is also explained in another verse in which, let's see if I remember. I've got somewhere here. Oh yeah. Atta kavir namasu yavat artha syat pramato vyasaya budhi. In this verse, the word kavi is translated as enlightened person. It is said the enlightened person, namasu, is the world of names. Namasu, the world of names. Javat, Artha. Javat means the minimum, and Artha means necessities. That the Kavi, while in the material and the material world, the world of names, should only accept the minimum necessities of life for his maintenance, and no acquire, and no endeavor, he said. Parishraman, no endeavor. Parishraman means hard labor. And no endeavor for things that are very difficult to attain, you see. But they ultimately, they're just nothing. So Krishna Katha is very important. Another key word that Narada is saying in this verse is Sradhaya and Vishimbata. Sradhaya, I think this verse Prabhupada translated as respectfully. But in other translations, Prabhupada translated as faith with devotion. In Vrishimbata, Shimbata means hearing, but the prefix V has differing meanings. One is the opposite meanings, like for example karma and vikarma. And in this particular verse, V is stresses the verb or the noun. Vrishimbata, Prabhupada's translation is hearing attentively. Vrishimbata. And the purport, Prabhupada explained that this is the key for success. He said, one can attain the highest perfection of life simply by attentively hearing of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord from the right sources. This is another point, the very important point. Because we can hear things from the wrong sources, in which we lose, always misdirected, and we lose the goal of life. So the other thing is, when we develop ruchi, without ruchi there is no any advance. The ruchi is very important. We develop this taste for hearing. Therefore, hearing attentively is very important. But if we don't hear attentively, things come through the ears and come out from the other one. So hearing with faith, Shraddhaya, is the key for one to attain ruchi. After ruchi is ashakti, attachment. And ashakti is bhava, and after bhava is prema. So we have a long way to get prema, I mean, for those who achieve it. But for those who will not achieve it, is we have to be concerned about how to get ruchi. There is a story. There were three old men sitting outside in the house, from one house. And a house, there was the wife. There was a wife of one man. So she came and saw the three old men sitting there and biting to take food, because they look very like a hungry. And the three old men asked her, is your husband at home? He said, no. So we cannot go, he said. We will wait for him. So when the husband came after the work, she told what would happen. And then the husband said, you can call them back. You can call. They can come in to take food. So she went out and said, okay, you can come. He said, actually, they said, only one of us can come. And how he saw it, he said, well, he said, this is success, he said. He pointed at one man. This is success. This other one is wealth, and I am love, he said. Which one, he said, of us you want to come to your house? And say, wait, he said, I'm going to discuss it with my husband. So she explained to her husband, and the husband became very excited. He said, oh, they say, and by wealth, he said. we're going to be rich. And then she said, why not success? And then our daughter was there. He said, why you didn't buy love? He said. And they agree, okay, let's invite love. So she went outside and said, who is love? It's me, he said. Okay, you can come, he said. So love got up and started to follow her. But the other two, wealth and success, also got up and tried to follow her. And they start to follow them. And then she said, why you following us? He said, you said the only one of you can come. And then love said, wait. He said, when there is love, he said, success and wealth follows. See, so three of us will come to your house. So this is the secret. If we develop pure love for Krishna, everything will follow. Everything will follow. Huh? So we don't have to endeavor separate for knowledge, success, and wealth. In the conversation that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, I'm sorry, Lord Chaitanya with Ramananda Roy, actually Ramananda asked this question, who is the richest capitalist, he said. And Ramananda said, those who have love for Krishna are the richest capitalists. So this is the one of the, we can say, the jewel of this process of Krishna consciousness, that we only have to surrender to Krishna and love Him in order to everything will come. We don't have to worry for our future lives that how gonna live, gonna get all of things like that. Krishna will take care of this. He is married of faith and surrender. In the Nectar of Devotions, also is explained the 64 principles for successful devotional service. And the first three are the most important. Srila Prabhupada pointed us. One is to take shelter of the spiritual master. Second is take initiation for him. And the third one is to obey his orders. To obey his orders. Because the spiritual master is expert in engaging the disciple in devotional service to the Lord. Even though maybe we have some deficiencies or some flaws, but the spiritual master can take advantage of this. There is another story about one servant. He used to carry water to his master from a river in two pots with a long stick in his shoulder and the two pots in the end. But one of the pots was cracked. So at the time he got home, the cracked pot only has a half full water. So after some time, the cracked pot, talked to the servant. He said, I feel very bad. He said, I feel very ashamed. He said, what is that? You see, I only can deliver half of water. Well, the other pot, he said, can deliver full water for the master. He said, I have this flaw. I am cracked. He said, and the servant said, you don't have to feel like that. He said, are you seeing all the way in the pot? He said, all those beautiful flowers? He said, Because I saw your flaw, he said, I planted some seeds all the way from the river to the house, he said. So when you were leaking, you were watering all these seeds, and beautiful flowers came out from all the pot, he says. So I used this flower to make garlands to the master, he said, and decorate his table. She will be happy, he said, for your flaw. So in this way, even we have flaws, but the spiritual master is expert in engaging. Just like in the beginning, Prabhupada engaged some disciples to paint about the pastimes of the Lord. And the paintings, from the material point of view, were horrible. But Srila Prabhupada was so merciful. He was so merciful and engaged his devotees in painting, and little by little, they become expert in paintings. So we can see now the beautiful paintings we have on all Prabhupada's books. And that is because the mercy of the spiritual master. So we all crack pots. But still we should not be disappointed or discouraged, because we have the mercy of the spiritual master in Krishna. Tadvidhi pranipadena pariniprasrina sevaya upadikshanti teganan. What is the last line? Jnanena starta darsavihi. Thank you. We should render humble service to the spiritual master, follow his instruction, and inquire him submissively. We have to ask the right questions. Many people ask the wrong question. But by asking the right questions, we can be focused in our goals. Many people ask, what is the purpose of life? What is the purpose of life? Many people give the wrong answer, or they are not ready to accept the right answer. There is one person who asked, how long it will take to me to find the purpose of life? And another person answered, well, he said, if you discover your purpose of life in 30 years, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? So this is the ignorance of these people. There is one story in relation to this. This is a true story. During the Second World War, in Poland, there's one man, his name was Lech. So one night, the Nazis came to his house and took everyone out of the house. So they killed his wife and his sons before him, and they took him to the concentration camp. So in the concentration camp, it was very hard life. No food, practically. They make him work very day and night. And Lech was only concerned how to survive. But at some point, he changed his question. He changed his attitude, because he was thinking that he won't live too long. So he changed his attitude, how to survive, to say, how can I escape? And then everybody was telling him, you are crazy. He said, nobody escaped from this. He said, it's impossible. But he was continually asking this question, how can I escape? How can I escape? And one time he was sitting there, and there was a truck full of dead bodies. As you know, you've seen some documentaries from the Second World War, but they strip it off, the dead bodies. They are naked. They put it there. So he was looking, and then he began to strip all his clothes. So when he was naked, he jumped to the truck with all dead bodies and put some old dead bodies over him, and he waits. So then, after some time, the engine started. So they drove out of the camp, the concentration camp, and they drove them to a ditch. How do you call this? Ditch grave. And they threw all the dead bodies there along with him. So he waited until everybody left, all the Nazis left, and he just came up from all the dead bodies and ran for his life. So he lived to tell this story. So the point of this story is that we have to ask the right questions. Instead of complaining what I am suffering, or why this happened to me, why Krishna is unfair, we only have to ask the right question. How can I escape? How can I escape from this material world? We have to be eager to be with Krishna. Lauliam. Well, I will say it in other things, but I don't want to torture anymore. And in these times of. So, any quick questions? Otherwise, yes, Rob. Sorry. Yeah. Adrao Sasataha.
Okay, so I'll repeat my question. In the beginning of the class, you were mentioning Ruchi, Asaktya, and
Shakti. Yeah.
Ashakta and Bhava and Prema.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, can one go back to Godhead even if he doesn't attain these stages, even if he's just struggling through Anarthani Vritti, but, you know, he maintains his devotional service for many years? Can he still go back to Godhead?
You can still go back to Godhead without Prema?
I'm asking you, can you? If you don't attain these higher stages, can you still go back to Godhead?
The goal is to attain pure love for Krishna. That's it, like some Christians say, just by accepting Jesus, they go back to Godhead with all the anarthas. I think until we don't have pure prema, we can say mixed devotees, some material desires. Anartha nivritti means cleanses our right desires. Vajanakriya means to follow the order of spiritual master. I cannot answer your question without any scriptural reference. You have to ask some senior Vaishnava. Yes, Archita Prabhu has something to say.
Hare Krishna, you have to be completely pure to go back to Godhead, but that purity can come in an instant because you are by nature pure. So generally speaking, you attain it by sadhan siddhi, gradually you come back to the pure stage, or it can be instantly kripa siddhi. Even if you're not completely pure by sadhana, by the mercy of the spiritual master or Krishna, at the time of death, whatever balance is remaining can be cleared off. Because we are by nature pure. It's not like you're bringing something foreign to give us. That purity is there. And any remaining impurities can be cleared off in an instant by the mercy of the spiritual master or Krishna. So even if in your whole devotional life you never came to that point of prema, at that last moment, by the mercy of Krishna and or the devotee, you can be brought back to the platform of purity. That's why we say we can't say where somebody went. Even Prabhupada said about Jayananda, if he had a pinch of material desire, he went to the heavenly planets. But based on what you told me, it sounds like he went back to Godhead. So you can't tell when somebody leaves exactly where they went. We can't tell. Krishna knows. But that chance is always there. That's indicated throughout the Shastra, like in the Jamil case. He was so sinful his whole life, but just by saying Narayan, at that last moment, he was given a chance to clear up whatever impurities remained, and then he went back to Godhead.
All right. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki.